Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. DeKalb County, Georgia, police officer David Rose has been identified as the officer killed in Friday's shooting outside of the Centers for Disease Control headquarters in Atlanta. ABC's Faith Abube has more on the shooting that forced lockdowns at the CDC and nearby Emory University.
That officer just started with the department back in September. In the meantime, investigators have not revealed the suspect's identity or a motive, but the Atlanta mayor making some vague references saying that the suspect was a known person that may have some interest in certain things. We're asking investigators for more details on that.
The shooter was found dead of a gunshot wound. President Trump will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin Friday in Alaska. The president declined to say this was Putin's last chance to end the war with Ukraine. Authorities in Montana captured 45-year-old Michael Brown Friday after a week on the run. He is suspected of killing four people in a bar 1 week earlier. This is ABC News. A three-judge appeals panel in Washington, D.C. blocked an effort from a lower court judge to initiate contempt proceedings against the Trump administration over the deportation of alleged Venezuelan gang members, says ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
The appeals court's move stops the criminal contempt proceedings initiated in April by Judge James Boasberg. The chief judge of the D.C. District Court, Boasberg, sought to determine who in the executive branch decided that planes should keep flying to El Salvador despite his order that they be turned around. A member of the 2-1 appeals court majority that ruled in the administration's favor, Trump appointee Naomi Rao, said Boasberg's action amounted to a clear abuse of discretion. Celebrating the win, Attorney General Pam Bondi called it failed judicial overreach at its worst.
Four astronauts return to Earth today after their five-month stay on the International Space Station, and astronaut Jim Lovell, who returned to Earth safely aboard Apollo 13 despite an explosion on their spacecraft, died Thursday at 97. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher reminds us there's a flood watch going in effect later this afternoon. It will run until early Monday morning for all of our listening area minus Vernon County. Today, increasing clouds, warm, humid, and breezy. A few showers and storms by early afternoon. Some could be strong with a high in the mid-80s. Occasional showers and storms tonight will drop down to 67. Sunday, mainly cloudy, areas of showers and storms possible. More widespread later on in the day, a high of 83. Rain will taper off Sunday night with a low near 65. Monday, mixed skies with a chance of a few showers, 82. And Tuesday, partly sunny, an isolated shower possible with a high temperature of 83 degrees. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Of what love could be.
Dolly Parton, part of your weekend wake up. 7:10, the Works Floor and Home Thermometer showing 74. In about 10 minutes, we'll have a look at this week in entertainment history and your rabbit ears memory. Got a couple of fun ones for you. It's Gary Allen right now. He's on the mic, right where I need to be. It's your weekend wake up on Country and Community, WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
There's a plane flying out here tonight. Destination New Orleans. Boss man says my big promotion's on the line. He says that's right where I need to be. Lately I've been on the road more than I've been home. All this leaving her alone is killing me. And holding her right now has got me thinking more and more. This is right where I need to be.
Where I
listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
As far as all my friends can tell, I took her leaving well. That's kind of right, 'cause when I'm out with them, smiling face down off my wall. I've come a long, long way, but I still miss her in a roundabout way. A roundabout the time that midnight rolls around. Baby, I'll have you for me.
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn, or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Hey folks, we hope you'll come to the 62nd Annual Badgers Steam and Gas Engine Show on Sand Road Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th. Hours are 8 until 5 daily, featuring this year Ferguson, Ford, and Fordson cars, trucks, and tractors. Tickets are just $10 a day. Kids 12 and under are free with an adult. Veterans get in free on Sunday the 17th. Hope to see you at the 62nd Annual Badgers Steam and Gas Engine Show coming up in Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Willow Valley United Methodist Church, located in Ithaca, Wisconsin, invites everyone to join them for Sunday worship at 11 a.m. Each service features meaningful messages, uplifting music, and a welcoming community for all. Whether you're new to the area or seeking a place to reconnect, you'll find open hearts and open doors at Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca, where faith grows and love shines.
Looking for a better mobile experience? Y-Connect Wireless has you covered. Keep your favorite phone and number with their Bring Your Own Device plan. Enjoy the speed and reliability of a 5G network without the big carrier hassles, with local support and service tailored for you. Y-Connect Wireless delivers the connectivity you deserve. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, Saturdays from 9 until 1. Y-Connect Wireless, local, reliable, and built for you.
Summer's here and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture.
And now, our feature presentation.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Richards Insurance! insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit RichardsInsure.com.
It's an epic journey of entertainment proportions, and we do it each and every Saturday morning during the Wake Up. It's a look at this week in entertainment history. Today, we start with a birthday. Gillian Anderson from The X-Files, born on this date. Whitney Houston, born in 1963. Actress Melanie Griffith celebrates today, and Sam Elliott turns 81. In 1969, actress Sharon Tate and four others were murdered by members of the Charles Manson cult. In 1995, Grateful Dead guitarist and lead vocalist Jerry Garcia died. Nickelback released their hit Photograph in 2005. And Wrigley Field hosted its first ever night game. The historic event featuring the Chicago Cubs in 1988 was rained out. That's a look at this week in entertainment history. Our Rabbit Ears Memories coming up next.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency. It's time right now for our weekly Rabbit Ears Memory. We travel back in time for an American action crime television series that premiered April 21st, 1993 on the CBS television network. Chuck Norris starred as Texas Ranger Sergeant Cordell Walker in Walker, Texas Ranger.
Unsuspecting stranger had better know the truth of wrong from right. 'Cause the eyes of the ranger are upon you. Any wrong you do, he's gonna see. When you're in Texas, look behind you. 'Cause that's where the ranger's gonna be.
And the warm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind. Except a scene or two erased by sweet red wine. And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. I hope you're feeling fine. And it won't be long until I'm with you. I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Yeah, hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time.
I think I spent a week in Baton Rouge one night. Yeah, you know what they say, youth is wasted on the young, right? 729, the worst floor and home thermometer is 76 degrees for your weekend wake up. That following our low so far of 73. We're going to find out who's celebrating in the area in a moment.
If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares about you and your future, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. At Rockwell, people come first. You'll find competitive pay, great benefits, and real opportunities to grow in a positive, team-driven environment where your work truly matters. From supporting innovation on the job to volunteering in the community, Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and give back to Richland Center every step of the way. Whether you're starting your career or looking for a fresh start, Rockwell Automation is a great place to work and a great neighbor to have. Now hiring in Richland Center. Simply visit rockwellautomation.com to learn more and apply today. Turn up the heat with A&W's Double Spicy Papa Burger. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with two slices of melted American cheese, bold jalapenos, crisp lettuce and fresh tomato, and a drizzle of the signature spicy Papa sauce. It's the burger your mama warned you about, and then some. This fan favorite is packed with flavor, so stop by A&W and make your next meal a spicy one. Serving up smiles the old-fashioned way, right in Boscobel at A&W on Highway 61. Prices and participation may vary.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, time to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries. See who is celebrating in the area, brought to you by the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Fall means football, volleyball, cross-country, soccer, and even marching band. And it all starts with the right shoes and support. At the Shoebox in Black Earth, their knowledgeable staff makes sure every athlete and performer gets the perfect fit, great service, and the support they need to succeed. Whether you're on the field, on the run, or marching in formation, the Shoebox is your first step. Open 7 days a week in Black Earth or online at theshoebox.com. The Shoebox. Service like it ought to be.
If you're celebrating a birthday today, you've got some pretty good company. Melanie Griffith, Jillian Anderson, and the great Sam Elliott, all celebrating birthdays today, as well as a very special birthday to a very special lady celebrating today, Millie Theed. With all of our love, thank you for all you do and have done for us. From Ken, Patty and Dayton, Jerry and Carrie, Tim, Deb and Chris, Dan, all the grandchildren, and great-grandchildren as well. Alyssa Clary, happy birthday today from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Shirley Kilby is celebrating, and Shirley is on the Sacred Heart Parish list this morning. Happy birthday wishes to Linda Felton from Art and Marge today. From the Little Willow Birthday Club, Gerald Klatt, Brooke Dobbs, and Beverly Brown are celebrating. The Bloom City Town Crier we see, Millie Theed and Alyssa Clary. The Beulah Wesleyan Church would like to wish John Schweitzer a very happy birthday. Looking at the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, Luella Chitwood, Liam McCormick, Paul Ryder, Renee Robinson, and Swaroop Lucas all celebrating today. And finally, from the Richland Center Lions Club, J.J. Klatt, Alyssa Clary, and Sarah Gander all make that list this morning. Hey, if you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary, we'd like to wish you the best as well from everyone right here at WRCO-FM. Good morning.
Been
That's the very lovely Charlie McClain teaming up with Mickey Gilley. Remember back in the day, way back in the day, Mickey Gilley, I think it was like late 70s into about the late 80s, he owned a string of bars. He had his first one, a country music dance club called Gilley's. And from everything I read, some pretty wild times at the original one, especially down in Texas. That is Gilley's, Mickey Gilley and Charlie McClain. 7:35, the worst floor and home thermometer showing 76 degrees. At 7:45, we will hand things off to Caitlin O'Connell in the newsroom. She'll have your latest update. That's about 10 minutes away. And when we come back, we are going to hand things off to Leanne Womack.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
The circus is coming to town.
Step right up, Richland Center.
Thanks to the sponsorship of Southwest Partners Incorporated, the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus is rolling into Richland Center's North Park on Sunday and Monday, August 10th and 11th. Catch one of four amazing shows, Sunday at 2 and 4:30, Monday at 5 and 7:30. This is a real one-ring, big-top circus experience, celebrating 40 years of thrills, laughs, and family fun. See Big Cats with Trey Key, Ariel Simone on the trapeze, the Perez Daredevil duo on the tightrope, and Wheel of Destiny, the high-energy Macias family, and everyone's favorite clown, Leo Action. Save money with advanced tickets at local spots like Napa Auto and Truck Parts and Kelly's Coffee. Find all the details at cmcircus.com or follow Culpeper and Merriweather Circus on Facebook.
Sounds like a great time coming up to tomorrow and then Monday again as well. During the 8 o'clock hour, we will have our Town Taxi Triple Play. We're moving to news time with Leanne Womack. I feel your pain, Leanne. I'll think of a reason later on RCO.
I heard he was gonna marry some girl from Denver. Then my sister came over, had the Sunday paper with her. There was the girl on the social page, looking in love and all engaged. We decided she don't take a very good picture. It may be my family's redneck nature, rubbing off, bringing out unladylike behavior. It sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spends all winter bringing the homeless blankets and dinner. A regular Nobel Peace Prize. With a marker. Childish, yes, but she made such a thin little target. I couldn't be happier on my own, but I've got the slightest of a jealous bone. Seeing her with him tends to enlarge it. Well, it may be my family's redneck nature rubbing off, bringing out a lady like. Sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spends all winter bringing the homeless blankets and dinner. A regular Nobel Peace Prize winner, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later.
We are just 4 minutes away from our news update. We'll hand things off to the newsroom. Caitlin O'Connell standing by. Going to slow things down a little bit as we slide into the news with King George. And we sing about a Cali city.
Said goodbye in Marina Del Rey. I had a good time was the last thing I heard her say. As I walked away, and on the plane back to Tennessee, my mind comes across her memory. And yesterday in Marina Del Rey, on a hidden beach under a golden sun, she spread a blanket that we laid down on and loved the world's way in Marina Del Rey. And as we looked into each other's eyes, found our bodies lost in paradise, like castaways in Marina Del Rey. Like the ocean tides, highs and lows, love sometimes comes and goes away in Marina Del Rey. And as this plane is touching down, tears touch my eyes, for I have found my heart has stayed in Marina Del Rey. On a hidden beach under a golden sun, she spread a blanket that we laid down on and loved the world away in Marina Del Rey. And as we looked into each other's eyes, found our bodies lost in paradise, like castaways in Marina Del Rey. We said goodbye in Marina Del Rey.
Hey folks, we hope you'll come to the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show on Sand Road, Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th. Hours are 8 until 5 daily, featuring this year Ferguson, Ford, and Fordson cars, trucks, and tractors. Tickets are just $10 a day. Kids 12 and under are free with an adult. Veterans get in free on Sunday the 17th. Hope to see you at the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show coming up in Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th.
Back to school isn't only about supplies and schedules, it's about setting your student up for success. At Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we've got exactly what you need to help them study and rest, because a good night's sleep and a quiet space can make all the difference. Stop in today and get your home ready for a smarter, smoother school year. At Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9
FM, Richland Center. It's 7:45. We're at 76 degrees. Time for a news update brought to you today by the Philback family of dealerships, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. From meteorologist Tony Schumacher, flood watch goes into effect later this afternoon. We'll run until mid-morning on Monday as of now. Then increasing clouds today, warm, humid, and breezy, showers and storms later. Some could be strong and we're looking for a high of 86. Today's morning low was 73. Our current temperature, 76 degrees.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Today is Saturday, August 9th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. Over the last few days, the Sauk County Sheriff's Office has taken several calls regarding persons fraudulently claiming to be from its office. The caller will identify themselves using the names of staff members who do actually work for the department. The caller may state you have fines that need to be paid and to contact the office or a warrant will be put out for your arrest. Other times, the caller advises to stay on the line and drive to the Sauk County Sheriff's Department. They may also tell you to call into the department and ask for a specific deputy. So far, the caller has not asked for any money to be sent to them, which is how the scam usually works. If you receive a call like this, don't ever send money. Any citations issued through the Sauk County Sheriff's Department are always paid directly through the Clerk of Court's office. The department would never ask you to get gift cards, a money order, or any other form of payment and send it to a specific person. The department also does not call people and tell them that they have a warrant. If you get a call and you are unsure whether it is real or not, feel free to call the Sauk County Dispatch Center at 608-356-4895 to verify the information you received is correct. If you get a phone number or name from the person calling, that would also be helpful. It was hot and humid, but that didn't keep the community from coming together at the 22nd annual Walk with Grace last night in Crosscut Park in Richland Center. Many attended to celebrate and honor those who have and are battling cancer, and to remember those who are no longer with us but are never forgotten. By the time things wrapped up last night, it was announced that this year's preliminary total raised was $371,534.17. The evening also included the drawing for the winner of the 2025 Chevy Trax valued at $24,185. The winner was Dan Biba. The first two names in the annual calendar raffle drawing, with each receiving $1,000, was also held. The two winners were Patty Labansky of Richland Center on ticket number 1712 and Nancy McCauley of Richland Center on ticket number 3835. Drawings will continue daily through August 31st, with winners announced daily during our News at Noon and 5 o'clock news on WRCO. After all the hard work of the citizens of the greater Richland County area, sales of luminaries and raffle tickets, and many auctions and raffles, and the many donations collected, this year's Walk with Grace preliminary total as of last night is $371,534.17. If anyone would still like to make a donation to this year's Walk with Grace, money collected through the end of August will be added to this year's totals. Donations may be dropped off at the Richland County Bank or mailed to Grace, P.O. Box 213, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. Donations can also be made online at walkwithgrace.com. Come one, come all to North Park and Richland Center for the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus, sponsored by Southwest Partner. The two-day event gets underway tomorrow morning. Skeeter the Clown is with CNM Circus.
We want to invite everybody out Sunday morning at 9:30 to watch us raise the big top up, then stay for the free tour that you get a backseat tour of the circus as everything is getting ready for the day. Plus, you get to meet our Lions and Tigers circus morning, and that's all free at 9:30. Then we have two performances on Sunday. The first one is at 2 and the other at 4:30, and then the Monday shows are 5 and 7:30.
CNM Circus has been to Richland Center in the past, but will feature some new attractions.
We have lots of new things for you. If you saw us 2 years ago when we were here, we have a strong woman on the show this year. She actually participates in the Strong Man, Strong Women competitions here in North America. Then we also have a fire eater on the show this year. We have a guy who juggles with his feet. And then we have Nelson. If you haven't heard about Nelson, Nelson, by the time he gets here, will be a little over 8 months old. He is our lion cub. We are the only circus in America traveling with two male lions. Now, Wendell, who you would have met 2 years ago, now is 4 years old and weighs about 450 pounds. Both of them, when they're fully grown, will be 5 years old and they'll be over 500 pounds. But Nelson, only being a little over 8 months, he already weighs 125, probably almost 130 pounds now.
Other new acts include aerialist extraordinaire Simone on the trapeze, and Perez Daredevil duo on the tightrope and Wheel of Destiny, and everyone's favorite circus clown, Leo Acton.
He is one of the very last clowns that comes out of a 2x2x2.5 car. Now, I think he does a surfing gag this year. He does a rollerball gag. I think he does a... Oh, he has so many of them that I can't keep up with them anymore.
1 hour before each performance, the Midway opens featuring pony rides, moon bounce, giant slide, face painting, concession stands, and the box office opens. Advance tickets priced at $13 for adults and $8 for children 2 to 12 or seniors 65 and older. They can be purchased at Napa Auto Parts, Richland Center Parks and Rec, Kelly's Coffee Shop, and Capital Wealth Ameriprise. The higher percentage of money from advance ticket sales goes back to the community. You'll also save money and can skip the lines at the box office. Ticket prices at the box office are $16 for adults and $9 for children 2 to 12 or seniors 65 and older. Bring the whole family for great fun at the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus Sunday at 2:30 and 4:30, and again on Monday at 5 and 7:30 at North Park in Richland Center. Find out more about this year's show at cmcircus.com or on Facebook. It's your last weekend to check out the Wisconsin State Fair. The fair is closing out with a big bang today. Leonard Skinner will take the stage tonight. As always, you'll have your chance to get your cream puffs and check out the exhibits before the closeout on Sunday. Get tickets and find out more online at wistatefair.com. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center invites you to support pancreatic cancer patients and research efforts at the 12th Annual Roll and Stroll for Pancreatic Cancer. Roll and Stroll is organized by the Pancreatic Cancer Task Force, a group of volunteers dedicated to raising funds for pancreatic cancer research while supporting patients throughout the cancer journey. The task force aims to raise $150,000 this year, with all the money raised to support cancer research and care initiatives at the Carbone Cancer Center. The event will be held on Sunday at Capital Brewery in Middleton. Day of registration and check-in begins at 8:30. Participants can choose from a 50-kilometer, 25-kilometer, or 5-kilometer bike ride, as well as a 5-kilometer run or 2-mile roll and stroll, which is open to walkers, scooters, wheelchairs, and dogs. Roll and stroll will also include live music, raffles, games, food, and more. While pancreatic cancer accounts for only approximately 3% of new cancers diagnosed, it accounts for almost 8.5% of all cancer deaths, according to the National Cancer Institute. With a 5-year survival rate of roughly 13%, continuing to fund the cancer research is a life or death, according to Dr. Noel Leconte, medical oncologist at Carbone. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Today is Saturday, August 9th. Irene Reinstra, 91, of Viroqua, died on Wednesday. A funeral mass will be held at 10 o'clock today at the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary Church in Viroqua. Burial will be in the Fancy Creek Cemetery in Gillingham. Friends may call at the church today from 8:30 until the time of the service at 10. The Vasatek Funeral Home and Crematory in Viroqua is serving the family. Of Irene Reinstra, 91, of Viroqua. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21, of Richland Center, died August 1st as the result of a motorcycle accident. Funeral services will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 10 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for his daughter's education. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21, of Richland Center. Donald Barrett, 68, of Avoca, died July 29th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life service will be held today at 5 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 3 until the time of the service at 5. In lieu of flowers, donations to the family would be appreciated. For Donald Barrett, 68, of Avoca. Joseph D. Wankerl, 94, of Plain, died May 25th at Maplewood Nursing Home in Sauk City. A funeral mass will be held on Monday at 11 o'clock at St. Luke Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Monday from 9:30 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's Church or St. Luke's School. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Joseph D. Wankerl, 94, of Plain. James Lewis, 91, of Muscadet, died August 1st at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held on Monday at 1 o'clock at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet on Monday from 11 until the time of the service at 1. Burial with military graveside rites will be held immediately following the service in the Basswood Cemetery. James Lewis, 91, of Muscadet. James E. Jim Gruber, 89, of Spring Green, died unexpectedly on Thursday. A funeral mass will be held Thursday at 11 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Thursday from 10 until the time of the Mass at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Of James E. Jim Gruber, 89, of Spring Green. Juan M. Franklin, 88, of Muscadet, died on Sunday. A celebration of life and luncheon will be held Saturday, September 6th at noon at the Victoria Riverside Park Chamber Shelter in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Juan M. Franklin, 88, of Muscadet.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Join us for Hometown Baseball on Sunday. It's the Western Section Championship. The season has been a great one for the Arena Aces, and they hope to make the Final Four, but they'll need a win on Sunday at Verona. Join WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com for the game. Pregame time 12:45, 1 o'clock first pitch time Sunday. It's Hometown Baseball from WRCO Sports.
ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump declined to say Friday that his meeting with Vladimir Putin represents Putin's last chance to stop the war in Ukraine. ABC's Selena Wang says the president later announced that meeting will take place Friday in Alaska.
President Trump had initially pushed for Ukraine Zelensky to also be included in this meeting, but now he's moving ahead with just Putin. Meanwhile, the Kremlin has accepted these talks in Alaska, and they've already invited President Trump for a meeting next in Russia.